Imagine the grim, dust-choked battlefields of the 41st millennium. Gunfire crackling, psychic howls echoing in the ether, and the stench of burnt promethium thick in the air. In the heart of this chaos, you see a lone guardsman, tense and terrified, about to break ranks. Suddenly, a large, mustachioed figure appears behind him. There is no gentle pat on the back. Instead, you glimpse the glint of a bolt pistol and a bemused, almost proud smirk. Meet the Commissar, often portrayed as the heartless executioner who will plug any wavering trooper without hesitation. Sound terrifying? Understandable. After all, the popular meme paints Commissars as straight out of a grimdark nightmare. Cold, cruel, and wholly unsentimental. They carry extra ammunition clips for their bolt pistols, we're told, and a vial of heretical tears for seasoning. But before we blame them for all our disciplinary woes, perhaps we should look beyond the mustache and the buttstock. For all the internet jokes and paranoid trembles, the Commissar's role in the Astra Militarum is a curious mixture of iron discipline, unshakable loyalty, and yes, a dash of brutal inspiration. We've all heard the myth, a Commissar is basically Emperor-sanctioned TSA agent for the battlefield, here to frisk your fear and clear out any timid thoughts with a chainsword. The reality is more layered. Commissars are not random local tyrants. They're actually elite officers in their own right. Trained at the Schola Progenium, an imperial academy where orphaned children of the Adeptus Ministerium and God are hardened into leaders, they are the Emperor's personal watchdogs on the front. Their official mission isn't just to point guns at retreating soldiers. It's to enforce discipline, yes, but also to instill loyalty and courage. In practice, that means a Commissar might bark orders and shoot deserters on one hand, but on the other, he'll deliver stirring speeches, ration out extra XP at the mess hall, and lead charges from the front lines to earn genuine respect. Consider this odd truth. The very presence of a Commissar often keeps more guardsmen alive than he sends to an early grave. How? Because each lightning-quick pistol shot or shouted reprimand is a shock treatment for panic. A Commissar literally stands with a bolt pistol and a chainsword to break cowardice on the spot. If any guardsman even thinks about turning tail when the enemy closes in, that jackbooted officer is liable to make a resounding example of him. It sounds cruel, but it works. The fear of hearing that final click of a bolt gun at your skull can be far stronger than the fear of death by tyrannid maw. In the Imperium's grimmest moments, one officer alive and fing can keep 100 men in formation. Yet, it would be wrong to depict Commissars as mere murder-hungry fiends. Many of them are also consummate soldiers and leaders. They don't just terrorize from the rear. They fight alongside their men. Take Commissar Yarek, for instance, a legendary figure who faced down war boss Ghaz G'Kul and lived to tell the tale, albeit with a new bionic arm and eye. Yarek's example showed troopers that their Commissar would stand in the firing line and bleed with them if needed. The same spirit exists in others like Ibram Gaunt, often called a Commissar in spirit, if not in rank, who rallied the Tanith first and only through impossible odds. When a Commissar charges into battle, clad in sturdy coat and unyielding grimace, his troops realize this man isn't shying away from danger. That kind of leadership by example can forge unbreakable resolve in the rank and file. After all, if the man with the loaded gun behind you is also the one storming the bunker beside you, you might just find the guts to keep shooting forward. Crucially, Commissars are completely independent of local politicking. They answer only to the highest imperial authority, in many cases directly to the Emperor's own decree, or through the Lord Inquisitors. This means a Commissar can overrule a regimental colonel without fear of reprisals, because he carries imperial sanction. Think of it as the ultimate neutral arbitrator of war. No Ordo Xenos or Ordo Malleus agent can bend a commissar to their will. No regimental commander can bully him, and no local lord can bribe him. His only loyalty is to duty and the Emperor. He acts as a living reminder to everyone, this isn't about politics or profit. It's about victory for the Imperium. In occupied worlds, commissars often liaise between guard units and civilian authorities, ensuring that military discipline doesn't get muddied by local biases or ambitions. In short, if petty power games start distracting the guard from the real fight, the commissar pops right to attention, bolt pistol optional, and puts the regiment back on task. This authoritarian streak means commissars don't flinch from one of their most feared practices, summary execution. But these executions aren't born from malice. They're a brutal form of field discipline. A commissar's training emphasizes that killing one man to save 100 is the hardest kind of mercy. When discipline completely collapses, say if an entire unit starts wavering under Tyranid acid or running for the drop pods, the commissar may very well shoot the first ringleader with no trial or hesitation. This savage crackdown sends a crystal clear message. If you run, you risk your own life and the lives of all your battle brothers. It's a horror no guardsman wants to experience, so most simply grit their teeth and hold the line instead. Paradoxically, this fearsome brand of discipline often turns into the glue that keeps the regiment together. The dread of the commissar's bolt pistol can bind men more tightly than hope. After all, facing a tyrannid swarm is already a death sentence. The fear of a single bullet from your own side is sometimes the only thing that keeps soldiers from truly panicking. History provides some vivid case studies. Commissar Anton Gebit became infamous for his iron rule. During one campaign, as lore books tell, he executed not just one, but several wavering officers in quick succession. The effect was immediate. The remaining crew, shocked and sobered, snapped into tighter cohesion. The price was bloody, but the outcome was a unit that refused to break again under fire. Then there are the commissars of the Death Corps of Krieg, a regiment where discipline is fanatical. In Krieg, war is almost a way of life, and their commissars often serve more as grim advisors than executioners. On the trenches of Valhalla, a Krieg commissar might spend as much time coordinating artillery fire and reinforcing morale with stern words as he does swinging a chainsword. Because Krieg regiments expect to fight to the last man, their commissars focus on preserving the regiment's effectiveness through sheer will and tactical guidance, not by needless executions. This unique role has made Krieg commissars legendary tacticians as much as feared disciplinarians. Even characters we know from fiction echo this dual nature. Siafas Kane, Lord General of the Imperium, famously shrugged off the title of Commissar, but embodied its essence. Though he claims to be a humble civilian hero, Kane survives impossible battles by essentially acting like a commissar at heart, inspiring his men and crushing any who would let them down. Ibram Gaunt, from the Gaunt's Ghosts novels, started his career under the very commissar who encouraged his daring spirit. Gaunt's subsequent leadership of the Tanith First and Only showed that commissar-style grit, leading from the front, caring deeply for one's soldiers, and never entertaining cowardice, can produce heroes as well as tyrants. These figures remind us that within each stern, commissar beats the heart of a true soldier who would rather die than see his troops broken. Another critical role for commissars is safeguarding the mind as much as the body. Psykers in the Imperial Guard can be both a boon and a curse. Their cosmic gifts come with the risk of demons and madness. A quickly deteriorating psyker can become a greater threat than any alien Xenos. Enter the commissar with his purity seals and bolt pistol. If he even suspects that a regiment psyker is about to go haywire, or worse, he'll jolt that threat before it spreads. In practice, it's not uncommon for a commissar to stand watch at the ready whenever any psychic activity is detected. If a trooper mutters demonic verses or his eyes glaze over with warp stuff, he won't get a pep talk. He'll get the Emperor's justice. It's grim, yes, but the alternative in a universe where demons are real is far, far worse. By eliminating compromised psychers on the spot, commissars prevent entire squads from being torn apart by chaos. In that sense, they are protectors of the regiment's collective mind, eliminating corruption before it can infect the unit. When casualties mount and fear grows like a living creature, the commissar is the one who steadies the collective heartbeat of the regiment. He enforces a brutal psychological alchemy, turning fear into faith, despair into duty, panic into perseverance. On the one hand, he wields fear, for who would stand firm otherwise? On the other, he preaches fanatic faith in the Emperor and bonds men through camaraderie in the trenches. And if the welding of those elements starts to crack, he doesn't hesitate to punish to keep it intact. These four pillars, fear, faith, camaraderie, punishment, are what make him the bulwark against collapse. Without a commissar, or someone equally unwavering to enforce them, even the most battle-hardened regiment can splinter. Imagine a company facing an Eldar aerial assault, or a Nurglite plague. Without an unshakable figure behind the lines, half of them might flee for their lives, dooming the rest. But with a commissar around, at least the men know that someone with a pistol behind them will not let them flee. This grim reassurance, as twisted as it sounds, can be the difference between holding the line and total rout. And so we come to the paradoxical legacy of the commissar. To the everyday guardsman, he is often despised, a mustached demon who guzzles his ration wine with one hand and polices his orders with the other. To the upper echelons of the Imperium, however, he is a grim necessity. On the battlefield, he is both a hero and a tyrant. He is hated for his cruelty, yet secretly respected, or even secretly loved, because his cruelty keeps your squad alive. He walks the fine line between beloved protector and feared overlord, often being both at once. In the end, are commissars authoritarian villains or necessary saviors? Perhaps the answer is that in the grimdark far future, they must be a bit of each. They embody the utter ruthlessness the Imperium is willing to use to survive, and they infuse the seed of hope that says, "Stay the line." For every soldier who curses the commissar's name, another would swear by him, thankful for the discipline that let them see tomorrow. In a galaxy where humanity stands against utter annihilation every single day, the commissar remains a dark angel of death. Terrifying, yes, but above all essential. So there you have it, the myth and truth of how commissars actually keep guardsmen alive. Despite the jokes and nightmares, their cold presence is often the only thing standing between a regiment and the abyss. They might be masters of fear, but they use that fear to forge strength. They might be called murderers, but in their twisted way, they are lifesavers. The next time you see one on patrol, you might still give a little shudder, but maybe also a nod of respect for the grim duty he performs. If you enjoyed this dive into the grim darkness and want more Tales of the Void, don't forget to subscribe to Tales from the Void. Keep your bolter ready, your morale intact, and your subscription status updated. You never know what horrors we'll explore next. All glory to the Emperor, and cheers from the Void.